here you go. A freshly cooked deer, hopefully to your liking. I'm still getting used to properly cooking meat so you can eat it. Though I'd like to think I'd gotten at least somewhat decent at it. I've even started using spices. Right. I thought I'd explained it once before, but we dragons don't really eat cooked meat. Sure, most of us do use our fire breath to entrap our prey, something you are well familiar with. Though, actually using it to kill and cook, outside of a few who make it their hobby, to become a dedicated cook, that is, we don't really bother with it. After all, our digestive system is a little bit different than whatever you humans have. Thus, it's not really a necessity for us. Plus, we don't really like it. It makes it taste burned. Regardless, go on and eat up. I can blabber about our anatomy later. Besides, you really seem hungry. And? How do you like it? I tried making it after one of the recipe books I borrowed from you. Which makes me hopeful that I did a good enough job. Oh, good. That makes me happy to hear. I'm glad. Well, you continue to eat up then. I'll be tending to the potions again for a little bit, give them the final touches and all. With a little bit of luck, they should finally be done in, I estimate, maybe 5 minutes? Yeah, 5 minutes sounds good. After that, I can finally get to the spoiling of you, which I've been leading on about for the past few. You deserve it. Especially since I promised it after our little encounter with Yvonna. Of course I haven't forgotten about what I promised you. I have a certain set of ideas in mind. Some we'll be able to do soon, and some you'll have to be patient for. Now, just behave and enjoy your meal. I'll be with you shortly. By the gods, finally! It is finished at last. This had been so much more stressful than it had any right to be, but finally, it is done. The fact that I also managed to get it finished within a record time. Guess I can update that recipe now. Even if I don't want to work on it again for a long while. A friend of mine will be picking up the potions tomorrow in the morning. Given I managed to strike a deal with that wizard. That since I was so close to finishing it anyway, he agreed that a day of delivery wouldn't be a setback. Which is something that would have been nice to know about 3 days ago. Do not even get me started. Whilst, unfortunately enough, a bit of my frustration has been redirected at you, for reasons that I do not wish to bother you with. This entire ordeal has been causing quite a lot of internal turmoil. It managed to dislodge some old memories that I thought I had locked away for good. Though it seems like some trauma has come back to the surface. Do not worry. With the outburst I had not too long ago, I think the majority of the frustration has already been processed, for the lack of a better word. Seeing how much that outburst scared you and has affected your day-to-day behavior, I regret it deeply. Even now, I can sense there's an urge within you to watch out for yourself and potentially plot an escape plan if things go wrong, and I cannot control myself for a second time. Or am I wrong? I figured as much. Honestly, another one of the major factors as to why my mood has been flip-flopping all over the place is because I feel like I've failed you already. The fact that from the start things have not gone to plan at all, ranging from our first flight being horrible to your near-death encounter with Yvonna. It's been causing me all sorts of headaches on how to pull it right again. If anything, it has created an atmosphere between us totally opposite of what I hoped to achieve. Previously mentioned outbursts not helping either. You know, perhaps we should not focus on all of that right now. We've had enough heavy-handed conversations and far too little fun interactions with one another. And I feel like my words barely mean anything anymore when my actions, even though I did not intend them to be like that, have spoken far louder in the opposite manner. And I wish to rectify that. So, regardless of all of that, I hope that your meal tasted sufficiently well. You can just leave your plates there. I'll be cleaning them up later, because I wish to immediately get to showing you something. Originally, I had planned for this to be one of the first fun interactions we would have with one another, but we both know why that did not happen. If anything, perhaps we can see this as a fresh start of sorts. A new stable platform to hopefully build our friendship and more upon. If that is okay with you, of course. Thank you so much for giving me a second chance. Although, it's probably more than that at this point. But let's just see it as a second chance for the sake of ease. Now then, come and follow me. The thing I wish to show you is actually a bit further down the cave system. And here we are. It's beautiful. Not a gigantic open cavern with a lake within, being fed by the waterfall at the back. And look up. See those crystals? They will glow and sparkle during the night, illuminating the cave when the sun goes under. There are even some in the water, going deep down into the lake, covering the bottom in beauty. No need to say anything for now. Just let your eyes feast on the absolute beauty of Mother Nature. I'll be right here, beside you, letting you just take it all in. I love that expression on your face. It reminds me of the moment when I first discovered this place, too. Just the way the roof opens to the outside world. Covered by vegetation so it's hidden, with the rest illuminated by crystals, with mana hidden within. Nature has its secrets. And I'm glad one revealed itself to me. Follow me to the water. I want to show you something. Two things, actually. But one comes before the other to ease the revelation of the second one. Agreed. I am making it sound rather dramatic. I promise you, it's not as bad as you might think. I hope so, anyway. You're a true warrior, making me confident we can deal with both. Now then, something that has bothered me over the last few days is the realization that a major root of your issues might come from unfamiliarity. Not only do I mean this in the sense that you don't really know who I am, but also our species are quite different from one another. Even though I had hoped you would not mind it as much, I can clearly tell you're still uneasy around me. Which is only understandable, if I'm being honest. It's not exactly been a big part of your life to hang around house-sized dragonesses walking on four paws, wings powerful enough to knock you over, and magical potential being seemingly unlimited. All whilst being actually friendly and genuinely interested in you. The latter also not happening with your own species, but I digress. Saying that out loud really makes me wonder what you went through and went past the gaze of my own eyes. Given that the few months I hung around your village, you went through quite a bit. Of which I am still sorry you had to. That does bring us back to the solution I have in mind, however. Something that I hope will bring you ease, so we can start developing our relationship anew. In hindsight, this is probably something I should have done from the beginning when I met you back in the forest. Then, slowly, reveal my true self to you. But at the time, I chose my own needs over yours, and you know the rest. So, again, I hope this will help building our relationship anew and give you new comfort being around me. Do know that I very much dislike what I am about to do, but it's a sacrifice that I am willing to make because, well, it's for you. Well, what do you think? Pretty neat disguise magic, huh? I have more forms like these I used for you. But I think this one is the most familiar with yourself. No? It is, isn't it? I can see it in your eyes. The pieces connecting with one another, painting a faint picture of memories. Soon the picture becoming clearer, the fog dissipating, and there it clicks. Indeed. indeed. I am that Amazonian mercenary that would stop by your village periodically. It's the best way I could keep an eye on you, as Amazonians were quite respected in your village, and dragons? Lesser so. Oh, yeah. Like I mentioned, there are actually a few other disguises I've taken on during my intensive research of you and your position within the village. But I choose to take on this one, as I assume it's the one you're more familiar with, and thus has the best chance of a successful fresh start. Admittedly, for reasons I do not wish to get into right now, I choose this form in particular because it's the one I am most comfortable with. You know, big and bulky, massive muscles with plenty of feminine beauty. A reflection of what I am in my true form. Or at least how I see myself. Additionally, it also allows me to still have these. It's the only frame where I feel it fits to have wings like these, along with my tail, scales, and horns. Speaking of the latter, do you wish for me to get to the second thing I wanted to talk about? Or do you first want to get used again to seeing me like this? Oh my. Your eyes betray you, looking across my body like that. Reminds me of when we first met. You did the same too back then. Don't worry. I don't think I mind the gazing nearly as much as my pride wants me to mind it. So you'll be fine. Well, yes. I'll admit that it is a bit disheartening that I couldn't get that reaction out of you being my dear draconic self. I know that's due to everything that has happened. So I'm not taking this too personally. That being said, this form probably does have many advantages. Ones we can immediately see, due to our heights being much more manageable. While others, I will show you in due time. Now then, before I keep dancing around with what I actually want to show you, the whole reason I brought you here to begin with, I suppose I should just be blunt about, because I don't know how else to bring it. But you've grown horns. Dragon horns. Two sets of two poking out of your head. While still small, the biggest ones barely a finger long. They are, well, there. And I've unfortunately enough got no explanation for it. You're taking the news better than I expected. I mean, you're clearly puzzled about it still, but you aren't sitting there in horrified panic like I anticipated. Yvonne told you about them? Well, that would explain your lack of a panicked reaction, yes. Now, it's weird she mentioned them if she meant to eat you to begin with. Odd, that's for sure. Then again, she's as odd as she is mysterious. And if anything, I'd be the pot calling the kettle black if I ignored myself in this. Honestly, I think it's for the best that you already had an inkling beforehand. While you've proven yourself to be far more capable than I've given you credit for, this might have been one too many reveals at once. Regardless, how do you like them? Personally, I think they're quite cute, actually, and fit surprisingly well on your head. Well, it's at least good that you think you like them. Though, like I mentioned beforehand, I do not know why they've grown either. In fact, this is a first for me too. Despite having hung around humans for extended periods of time, none of them grew any horns, or other draconic features for that matter. No, not now. I'll be digging into the books to see if there's anything I can find on similar phenomena, but it's not something you should be concerned with for the time being. That being said, it does bring me to another request, question, favor I wish to ask from you. Don't worry. It's nothing big, but I just... Could I get a hug? I've been wanting one from you since... Well, this all started. But because of everything, we couldn't really get to it. Though now that I'm in this... form, I figured maybe you'd be willing to... You know... Hug? You... Finally? Oh, that makes me feel very happy. Come here, human. Let me embrace you gently. Oh... This feels surprisingly nice. You feel really warm. I missed this. Thank you, human, for allowing me to get this close to you. And could we stay like this for a little bit? Together. Enjoying the scenery of the cave. Just letting the minutes go past for a moment. I think I need this more than I thought I would. Thank you, human, for giving me this second chance. I promise you, I will not waste it.